beautiful people.
Indeed, that is one of my biggest pleasure, is always when I went to my own farm.
I think it is important to first understand what a healthy relationship with food is for us to know what it is not.
Not trying.
I can relate. I can relate.
Selfish.
So no. You could be your own farmer pretty soon. Who knows?
Trust me when I tell you, there will always be challenges. There will always be risks.
Seems like we have a lot in common.
Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show.
And of course, it's your favorite girl, Sharon Igahosa.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. My name is Sharon Idahosa and I am your host. As you already know, we are an agricultural public relations and communications firm helping you build brand visibility and establish thought leadership in the agricultural sector. Today, I'm excited again to bring another episode your way. I mean, you're going to be hearing from me today. I know I usually come with a guest and then we talk and exchange our thoughts. But today I want to share my own thoughts with you. I hope you can really enjoy my podcast, my session. Okay, so today I want to talk about how we could build a global food system. It is very important that we have a sustainable food system. It is very important. I say it is important because, I mean, we all eat. Now, if we do not have a sustainable food system, there's going to be a lot of issues. I mean, now, lots of institutions, agencies are working around ensuring that we have a sustainable food system in 2030. And we all have a role to play. And that is the reason why I am here to emphasize that we have a role to play. And for us to really know that we have a role to play, then we really need to understand what the food system is all about. Now, so many people hear the food system, this and that, but they do not really understand the food system, what it means. So it's likely impossible for them to really know what role they play to ensure a sustainable food system. And that is why I'm here today, to just share with you, and hopefully you can see how to contribute to the agricultural sector. So now, what is a food system? In simple terms, I would say the food system is the production, the processing, and distribution of food throughout the world, just to reduce hunger and malnutrition. Now, I believe that the food system must ensure the four pillars of food security. In ensuring food security, there should be food available. And then we should be able to access the food. And there should be utilization and stability. Now, when it comes to availability, this just simply means the supply of food through production, distribution, and exchange. Now, when we are talking about production, right, we are saying factors like the crop selection, we are saying harvesting, and lots of things that can actually hinder effective production and reduce the availability of food across the globe. Now, it depends on the kind of crop you select, the harvesting. That's why we really must take note about post-harvest loss. You could check my previous episode where I discussed with William Darry on a solution that could solve post-harvest losses and food wastage. So you could refer back to that particular episode. So you should know that the crop selection, the seed, and everything can really hinder affect the production and reduce the availability of food across the globe. Now, when we talk about distribution, I believe that there should be the distribution of finished product through appropriate distribution chains. Now, what are these chains? You have the manufacturers, the wholesalers, the retailers, the contractors, which gives us, of course, the final consumers. So these are distribution chains, and if we do not follow in this direction, then we can really see that food is not available. Now, that is what we are trying to achieve for the food system. There should be availability of food. Now, when it comes to exchange, I believe you know that in the olden days, the major form of exchange was trade by barter as a result of hyperinflation, right? Now, this medium of exchange allows individuals like you and me to exchange goods, to exchange services for other goods without exchange of money. So now if you have palm oil and I want yam, I could pick up yam from you and you could give me palm oil. I mean, we don't have to pay for it. We just have to do some sort of exchange because the food is available. The product is available that we need. Now, through this medium of exchange, it was solely dependent on wants, meaning that a participant must want what the other has for exchange to occur. So before exchange can occur, you should have the yam that I want, and I'm gonna have the palm oil that you want. So now exchange has taken place. Now, the next thing is accessibility. It is okay for food to be available, but the real question here is, can we access the food? Because food is available, but many people can't get access to the food, and then they just resort to the little that they see. The food system ensures that we should have access to safe and nutritious food. It is not enough that the food is available, but it should be accessible. And of course, it should be safe and nutritious. Now, lots of food are out there and they don't really have the nutritional value that we should have in our food. Many of the food has gone extinct, and that is something that we do not want anymore. So we need to have access to this food. So it is not just enough that the food is available, but is it accessible to us? Is it safe? Is it nutritious enough for us to have? Now, these are the questions that we should be asking ourselves. I mean, these are the areas that we want to go. Another thing is utilization. Now, I'm talking about the four pillars of food security, right? That would influence our food system. Another one is the utilization. Now, I believe that food safety plays an important role when it comes to utilization, as it involves the handling, the preparation and storage of food, which can have effects on our food utilization if it is not properly considered. Like I mentioned earlier, we have to still refer back to the Post-Harvest Laws podcast where we gave the solutions, to post-harvest losses. So if you could use the dry card, for example, to check the moisture content of your produce and ensure that it is dry, now you've succeeded in having a safe food, right? Because mold can no longer grow on it because it is now dry and can really be saved. So this is something that we should look at. Because as soon as a household, for example, obtains food, there are varieties of factors that can affect the quality and the quantity of food that is being consumed by that household. So we should really look out for the handling, the preparation, and then the storage of our foods. So I believe it is of great importance that food is consumed safe, meeting the physiological requirements of individuals. We have to ensure that we are eating safe and nutritious food. So if we want to improve this pillar of food security, it is important that we get general education about nutrition. It is not enough that we have availability of food or have access to food, but is it safe and nutritious for us? Now, that is what we should consider if we want to build a sustainable food system. Another one is stability. I believe if there is food availability, there's access, there's utilization, and no stability, then there is already an alteration, which explains all the four pillars of food security. I mean, for there to be food security, these four pillars must go hand in hand. They work together. For food security to be achieved, there should be a form of stability. Not that today there is food, tomorrow there is no food. Today we are accessing food, tomorrow we cannot access food. There should be a balance, there should be stability. So, my next point is, how can we transform our global food system? You would agree with me that the agricultural sector is the world's largest economic sector. And believe me, it is entwined with poverty. But we must work together to see a change in the food system. That is what we must do. That is what we must do. Now, what are the ways we can improve our food systems? Number one, producing sustainable and nutritious food. This is the key word, nutritious food. For me, safe and nutritious food. Just like I mentioned earlier, it is not enough that we have enough food to eat. The most important thing is that we have safe and nutritious food at all times. All every day. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening, we should have safe and nutritious food. Not just having food. Safe and nutritious food. It has all of the requirements that meet the needs of individuals, of all of us. Another way to improve our food system is reducing food loss and waste. I mentioned earlier to dive right back to the podcast on post-harvest losses. So we've done at least two episodes on post-harvest loss, and then we talked about the solution to post-harvest loss and food wastage. So you can always refer back to that particular episode. But then, for us to improve our food system, we have to reduce food loss and waste. You already know that post-harvest loss is a major concern for the food system, because each year we see at least 40% of food waste. Now, I believe that if we are choosing the right variety of seed, this can help us to reduce food waste. Reducing massive production can also help us in reducing food waste. Let's not just produce food all the time, right? We have to be sure that there's a market for it before we start making so much production. At the end of the day, we can't even sell this produce. That alone causes so much waste. And it's so funny that we don't even try to recycle and make something good out of it. It just turns to waste. Now, if you can choose the right variety of seed, and if you can also make use of the dry card to check the moisture content, I mean, you should have been able to at least check the box of post-harvest loss one way or the other. So another way is to support the livelihood and well-being of farmers. Now, this one is very dear to me because smallholder farmers are major contributors to the agricultural sector, and they must have a secure livelihood to continue producing more food. We don't want them to continue struggling in building a sustainable models of production. Now, we have to support our smallholder farmers. And of course, they comprise of lots of women. They produce food for us. I mean, I think 60 to 80% of our food. So we must be able to support them to ensure that they can continue producing food for us. Now, I want to urge all of us out there to support the smallholder farmers. They are major contributors to the agricultural sector. And if we can take good care of them, believe me, we've succeeded in achieving food security. We've succeeded in building a global food system. The last one is to innovate food distribution systems. The goal of our food distribution is to allocate food accordingly. That is just it. We need to work on our roads to enable players involved in food distribution process to carry out their functions. We have to work on our roads. Our roads these days are bad. We have to work on our roads to ensure that there's easy movement for those that are involved in the food distribution. We have to make all of this available. If all of this can be put in place, then I believe that we've succeeded in solving and achieving a sustainable food system. I really hope that we can all see the ways we can get involved to transform our food system. I really hope we can get involved to transform our food system. We all have a role to play, and it starts now. Achieving a global food system starts with you and me, and we have a role to play. My name is Sharon Idahosa once again, and I am the preacher of the agricultural gospel, and that is why I'm here having this podcast. I hope you learned from this episode, and I hope you share it with your friends, with your colleagues, and let us all play our role. We have a role to play, and I'll keep on saying it. We have a role to play. So thank you very much, guys. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I really hope you learned from it, and I really want you to subscribe to our episode. For more information, please explore letstalkagriculture.com. If you'd like to enhance your brand, build thought leadership, public relations, please just send an email to hello@letstalkagriculture.com. I'd love to hear from you. If you have particular or specific topics you'd like me to cover, please do well to leave me a message at podcast@letstalkagriculture.com. Remember, I am your favorite host. Do not give it to someone else. Okay, guys, thank you so much. Do follow us on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much, guys. I love you. And above all, God loves you more. Cheers.